Greetings, friends. Justin back again with another informal boo for you on this late Sunday evening. It's about quarter to midnight here on Sunday the 17th. Just a handful of random thoughts here for you. I've got part four of the interview with Dorian Soto coming out tomorrow, I hope. Everything's been edited down already. That's all done. I've just been trying to kind of spread these things out, and I originally intended for part four to come out on Friday. But Friday, I got booked and busy with other things, and same thing on Saturday. So I've got it scheduled to come out tomorrow morning on a fairly easy system here that I just discovered, which brings me to number two on my list of things, and that's Boo Mail. I just found out that the Audio Boo folks have released a service called Boo Mail where, if you can probably guess from the name, you can send your boos in via email. Through a rather long and complicated email address that you connect with your Audio Boo account. And so I'll probably be using that to release a lot of the stuff that I record offline and edit and that kind of thing, because I can queue that kind of stuff up, have it basically ready to go in my Gmail account and just say, okay, send this message, you know, hold them off in the draft on the side and then send them when I'm ready. So got the parts four and five of the interview with Dorian queued up and ready to go. We'll send four out tomorrow morning. As far as what's coming up after that, as far as the more official, well, maybe not official, the more produced boos, you might say, or audio snippets, podcasts, whatever you want to call them, I'm thinking about kind of doing my own animation background and where I went and came from and how that all happened in the near future here. Hopefully won't take nearly as many parts to do as Dorian's interview. I can probably keep it down to maybe two tops, I think. Hopefully, so we'll see how that goes. But I'll probably toss that in the middle, and then I've got another interview scheduled with one of the guys at work to come up after that, so I'll probably record that this coming week and get that out the door, I don't know, another week or so. Kind of hard to say, but we'll see how it goes. Some more personal stuff, I guess, on this side. We've had our house on the market for a while. We just decided, okay, we want to get some land, get a little bigger place, spread out just a bit more. And we had a house in mind that we were looking at, and unfortunately, we discovered this past week that it's no longer on the market. So it's no longer being listed by the realtor.com website that we used to find the thing. Actually, no, I think we found it through our realtor, come to think of it. But anyway, it's no longer on the realtor website, realtor.com. So we're not sure what the status of that is. If it's being, it may have an offer from somebody else. It could be a number of other things. But we're kind of taking that as a cue to keep looking for other options. But that was a place we're really looking to get into, because it was a very affordable house on nearly 10 acres of property, which would have set us up pretty well for a while. But anyway, onward and upward, we'll see where it goes from here. And a couple other quick questions. I appreciate Ruth's comment, R2UK, about the difference, the 7-Eleven versus 11-7 thing. I lean more towards the 7-Eleven, obviously, than a lot of folks over here do. More because, at least for me, it works out when you're trying to organize things in chronological order automatically by the computer. If you put the month first, at least if you use 07, like the full two-digit for the months, then it will sort properly. But if you do the day first, then your months get out of order. Anyway, that could be why we do it that way over here. I have no idea. I'm kind of curious how some of these habits and traditions originate. And one that I'm specifically curious about is the whole thing of I notice a lot of folks in the UK, when they're saying, instead of saying I'm sitting, they'll say I'm sat, which I think is kind of interesting, and I'm curious where that one began, because it doesn't, that same pattern doesn't carry over into other areas. You don't say I'm walk, you'll say I'm walking, but for some reason sitting turns into sat, so in the present tense even, and even kind of speaking in the past tense, you'll say we were sat at the table talking about such and such, and I don't know. So I'm curious where some of these come from. Interesting across the pond differences. Anyway, I'm getting the flash on the phone telling me it's about to be done, so we shall catch you all later. Take care.